advising lawyers in schools. But Caritas has been receiving permission to do that. And that's where the big political battle is. The fiscal treaty is broken. It's absolute nonsense. It actually had, it was out of date by the time it was signed. It's nothing more than the Irish middle class trying to pretend that we're good ones. But if you take in the idea that we will have a mass mortgage default, then you look for solutions, and they can be done. There are sovereign countries still.
Let's come back to that. George, maybe you get a little bit. Yeah, I suppose I'm here because I've lived through the collapse of it. Like, you know, it's like lending the money. Farrell reported on it, David predicted it. I wrote a book called Shepherd's Pie, which is about my term of being the chairman of our company and destroying a very profitable 30-year-old family business, the effect that it had on me financially and on my family, my kids, my marriage and everything else. And then I wrote about the recovery. I'm currently writing the follow-up because the recovery needs to be detailed in far greater factor relevant to your question, because here's what I see, and I suppose I'm just a car salesman from Tipperary, and an awful lot of what we're talking about, I've experienced firsthand. For example, what needs to happen is that people need to be educated on how to interact and communicate with banks post bailout. Now, what I'm going to bring tonight is the layman's view of this, the normal business person on the side of the street. Irish business people thought they were fantastic business people up to 2008. I thought I was Gordon Gekko. In fact, I had no experience. When the crisis happened, I had no ability to navigate through the crisis. What I've learned is that I was a fairly crappy businessman, and now what I know is that I had to go through 2.5 years of self-education on how to engage with my bank, communicate with them, and how to trigger debt resolution, which is absolutely alive. If you talk about it, it is alive, it is kicking, and it is there. The problem is people don't know how to ask for it or who to ask. So I would say that that's the first thing. People need to be educated. Banks need to be educated on how to deal with their customers and how to communicate that message without triggering an event within the bank. I disagree with one comment. Banks are lending. I see it every day of the week, and through my work, as a result of my book, through other businesses that I'm involved in, banks are absolutely lending. But once you establish the criteria that needs to be communicated to the bank, unfortunately, and it's, I don't say this as a slur in any way, because I was one of these people, there is a genuine inability in some areas of business in Ireland to understand what's going on, to grab hold of where we're at right now, and how to become relevant in the recovery of it.